Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have y'all with us. We are opening up a little differently than we normally do. Bringing to you Dayon Lynette. Many of you knew her as Dayon Woods when she and her family lived here. Dayon Lynette lending her vocals on lead, actually having helped write the song as well. Song is entitled Moving in Me. You know I'm going to be letting you hear some more of that. I like her voice. Wow. All right. How many of you really appreciate having God moving in you? More from Dayon Lynette as we move throughout the hour. I want to ask you something. Well, let me share this with you first. At 1:30 this afternoon, I'll be joined by Miss Joyce Law. She's with the Lucy Craft Laney Museum. She's going to talk with us about time capsules. How many of you have wanted to travel in time? Not necessarily through different time zones, but maybe through different generations of time. Well, this may be a way to do it. So be listening out as Miss Joyce Law joins me later this afternoon to talk about time capsules. Maybe something you can get involved with. In the meantime, let me ask you this. The technology, are you people who really tend to, just stay on top of it. Whatever's coming out, you want to know about it. You want to learn how to use it as quickly as possible. Well, I'll admit to you, I'm not. I truly appreciate technology, but I tell you what, so much going on with it. What I want to talk about today, though, courtesy of Popular Science, is some of the technology that may be on the way. It's kind of sort of in the works, but it's not a done deal yet. Quite a bit of it, too. So, for example, how many of you really like to speculate about tech rumors, especially when they apply to the products that we use every day? Everyday products. Do we have people buying new products to further develop your smart homes? How many of you are making your homes as smart as possible? Able to turn the stove on using your technology, turn it off using your technology. Get the bathwater running using your technology. Turn it off using your tech. Opening the blinds and having them closed at pre-designated times. Using the technology to lock and unlock your doors. How do you feel about that kind of security? How many of you are using the technology that allows you to see everything going on inside your home? How many rooms are open to that kind of vision, if you will? Bedrooms? Bathrooms? Are there any rooms that are off limit? Maybe you have just your living areas. Dining room, den, living room. Smart homes. Refrigerators that let you know when you're low on a certain type of item and tells you how much of it you need to buy. Not just that you need to buy it, but how much you need to buy. Yes, indeed. How many of you are making those homes as smart as possible? I guess on the flip side of that same coin, how many of you are making your homes as smart as you, as little as possible? Yeah, you're saying, nope, I don't want anything to do with smart homes. I'd rather just keep it basic. I use my key to unlock the door. I'll turn the knob on the shower or the tub when I'm ready to take my bath. I don't mind looking in that refrigerator to see what I'm low on. No, I don't need a little robotic vacuum cleaner to sweep my floors. I'll go ahead and pull out the broom. I need to get some exercise anyway. I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. I really do. I guess it's just a matter of taste, right? What seems to be really, really important for any given individual, or for that matter, any given family. Because some of this is really going to be about family. Maybe this individual feels comfortable with all the technology. Someone else might be saying, hey, look, all of that is over the top as far as I'm concerned, but I'm willing to compromise in this area or in that area. All that needs to be taken into consideration. Well, that said, let's take a look-see at some of the technology that may be on the way. Again, most of this is still kind of sort of in the proposal stage, or it's in the development stage, not necessarily a done deal. So we're basically asking the question, is FunTech on the way? Or maybe we should ask the question, will these fun technologies be on the way? Well, let's take a look at the iPod. How many of you still use your iPods faithfully? Well, they're saying that since the iPhone showed up more than a decade ago, Apple's iPod has actually slipped into obscurity. The company still makes a single model, the iPod Touch, which hasn't gotten a refresh since 2015. And in technology terms, that was a long time ago. Now, I'm okay with it. I'll be honest with you. I don't have to have updates every 2 or 3 months. But as technology goes, I recognize 3 years, almost 4, depending on what month this came out, that this iPod Touch was refreshed. That was a long time ago. Now, a Japanese site that keeps tabs on Apple's supply chain says there might be an upgraded version of the iPod Touch coming sometime soon. Now, check this out. Apple is having a weird moment in early 2019. The company's stock price has been on a roller coaster, and one of the big headlines of the Consumer Electronics Show 2019 was that AirPlay, and even iTunes in some cases, will now work with some smart TVs. AirPlay, working with some smart TVs. If Apple is trying to get more people to give it money for services like Apple Music, having another device in the lineup that enables that kind of thing makes sense. It could be a useful product for people who are switching over to Android phones, but still have some stuff that works in the Apple ecosystem. How many of you make use of the PlayStation quite a bit? Well, Sony could be working on a PlayStation 4 controller with a touchscreen. A controller with a touchscreen. The current Sony PS4 controller does have a touchpad, but a patent from October 28 suggests that the controllers could eventually include a touchscreen display. Now, be aware of this. Patents don't always translate into real products. And remember now, currently, there's a patent from October 2018 that suggests that the controllers could eventually include a touchscreen display. So again, as we look into this, we bear in mind that patents don't always translate into real products, but this one doesn't seem far-fetched. There are almost no details for an actual retail offering, but it wouldn't be a huge surprise to see Sony try to steal some of Nintendo's thunder as a king of controllers with touchscreens on them. The next PlayStation is reportedly coming in 2020. So they're thinking that maybe we'll be getting some details about this touchpad on the PS4 throughout this year. All right. What about the next Xbox? How many of you have been using the Xbox? Well, the next one is called Scarlet, and it's coming in 2020. The Xbox One X was a relatively small update to the Xbox One platform, but reports claim that a whole new Xbox console is coming in 2020. Hey, how does that make you feel? Does that excite those of you who already have Xbox? A whole new Xbox console. Will everything still work the way it works now? Will you have to buy a new Xbox whether you want to or not in order to be able to play the new games? Or even the current games just on this new updated version of the console? Rumors say the new offerings are going to include several machines, including one without a disk drive that's download-only games, and a higher-end machine that will offer a beefier gaming experience. All right, this is what you need to be aware of. The 2020 timeline makes sense for Microsoft to start rolling out its new platform. If both Sony and Microsoft release in the same time period, we can expect a good old-fashioned console war. Microsoft has been clearly emphasizing its service offerings in addition to its standalone games, as well as its game streaming tech that's aimed at more casual players. So this kind of transition makes sense, at least on the surface. Back in a few.